Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Good morning to all of you. And once again, happy Advent. We've arrived at the second week, so that's pretty good so far. I hope this last week we have filled it with great hope in our Lord as we enter this second week, which is to, of course, always hope in His love and realize that it's there for all of us to have and to share. I welcome all of you this morning that are visiting us here at the Mother Church of our diocese. Welcome to your home away from home, and to all of you joining us via television, radio, and internet. As always, we pray for you, especially in this Advent season, season of preparation, season of hope, love, peace, and joy, praying that what lies ahead will always be what you are able to share as family, which is the love of God. My family, trusting always that He pours that out for us to have, we can turn to Him, seeking pardon for our sins as we say, I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault, and therefore I ask Blessed Mary ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty merciful God, may no earthly undertaking hinder those who set out in haste to meet your Son, but may our learning of heavenly wisdom gain us admittance to His company, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. On that day, a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a bud shall blossom. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and of understanding, a spirit of counsel and of strength, a spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be the fear of the Lord. Not by appearance shall he judge, nor by hearsay shall he decide, but he shall judge the poor with justice and decide aright for the land's afflicted. He shall strike the ruthless with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Justice shall be the band around his waist, and faithfulness a belt upon his hips. Then the wolf shall be a guest of the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the young lion shall browse together, with a little child to guide them. The cow and the bear shall be neighbors. Together their young shall rest. The lion shall eat hay like the ox. The baby shall play by the cobra's den, and the child lay his hand on the adder's lair. There shall be no harm or ruin on all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as water covers the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse, set up as a signal for the nations, the Gentiles shall seek out, for his dwelling shall be glorious. The word of the Lord.
Reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, whatever was written previously was written for our instruction, that by endurance and by the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to think in harmony with one another, in keeping with Christ Jesus, that with one accord you may, with one voice, glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome one another then, as Christ welcomed you for the glory of God. For I say that Christ became a minister of the circumcised to show God's truthfulness, to confirm the promises to the patriarchs, but so the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles and sing praises to your name. The word of the Lord.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. John the Baptist appeared, preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, a voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. John wore clothing made of camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, you brood vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance. And do not presume to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. The Gospel of the Lord.
There shall be no harm or ruin on all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as water covers the sea. How beautiful it would be that we would be able to see what the prophet Isaiah just so beautifully and lovingly illustrated. The wolf shall be a guest of the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the young lion shall browse together with a little child to guide them. In other words, there'd be nothing to fear. Oh, how we could have that this very day, but then we'd be in heaven, I guess. But it is something we can look forward to when the Lord calls us. But for us in this Advent season, we must look towards what we are waiting for, what we are anticipating, and what we hope for, which is the coming of our Lord, his glorious coming, which we celebrate in these first 2 weeks of Advent. And then as we enter the third and the fourth week, we prepare for the nativity, the new birth. But my dear family, as we just went through this whole first week of Advent, what did you hope for? What are you hoping for? And as we enter the second week, where is your love? Where do you place your love? In each other? How generously do you share that love with each other? In a world that recognizes more of what tries to take the joy away, we are called to believe in the one who draws our attention to what will bring us the most of peace and the radiance of love. How wonderful it would be to have such a gift that the one who has to say, "I'm sorry," says it, and to whom it is said to hear the words, "I forgive you." That's what the prophet Isaiah is instructing us, really, to focus on. The generosity of our hearts and the openness that is there, or lack of openness. If there is a lack of openness there, then what must change about you? Where is it that you must remind yourself about what St. Paul writes to the Romans? Whatever was written previously was written for our instruction, that by endurance and by the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. But how beautifully he continues by saying, "May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to think in harmony with one another." Harmony. "So that you may keep in Christ what Christ generously shares with you." My dear family, what lies ahead for us, yes, it's the wonderful, beautiful gift of Christmas. We're not there yet, which means you have time. Time to do what? Time to make it the most radiant, beautiful season that you can have ever imagined. But it entails the preparation stage that we are in today. to re-examine where we are today, and to ask ourselves whether or not, am I truly ready to receive the birth of our Savior? And am I just as prepared to receive him in his glorious coming? For in the gospel we hear, repent, for the kingdom is at hand. You know, yesterday I was getting ready to come out and offer the vigil mass. And it was in a special way, a special occasion, because one of our parishioners turned 100 years old. She's normally at 7:30, but they dragged her to the 5:30 mass. But she was celebrating 100 years of the earthly journey, and it was wonderful. We were all gearing up. But as I was getting ready, I received a call saying that someone else's mother had passed away. And so I left immediately, not offering the vigil mass. One of the other priests took care of that one, but the family understood. But you see, to the family I went, the kingdom of God was at hand for their beloved mother. A woman of faith, I don't doubt anything that she truly believed in what would lie ahead. Her advent ended early. The birth and the new birth was hers. To partake in it as we pray in all of its fullness. But my family, can we say that about ourselves? Are we just as faith-filled to be ready, to not wait for all four candles to be lit, but to realize the second one has already been lit? And what it's calling you to do, what it's calling me to do, to prepare and to be ready and to produce the good fruit today that God knows you can. How I pray that we can do that, that we utilize this wonderful season in such a way that brings about peace in your life. No one deserves to live a life of anxiety. No one deserves to live a life of bitterness. No one deserves to live a life unforgiven. No one deserves to live a life thinking anything that contradicts what God wants them to have. So family, as many are rushing to find the right gifts, good for you. But realize, the most generous gift you can give is simply realizing this love that cannot be bought, but simply given. Be generous to each other, as spouses, as mom and dads, to your children, children to your parents. Be generous in giving what is most asked for this season. If you have to seek forgiveness, seek it. And they're seeking it of you, then give it. Be generous, so that what you have together will remain intact, and what you're meant to experience in this new day and new dawn will be what you experience. A day where you simply are at peace with yourself and with each other. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, in all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear family, with great hope and love in our hearts, let us turn to the Father, asking that he hear the needs we now present.
For the Church, that we may be a signal to the nations of God's love and mercy, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For world leaders, that they may govern with justice, working toward the day when profound peace reigns among all peoples, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who are homeless, that as the days grow colder in much of the country, they may be kept warm and safe all winter, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us gathered here today, that we may take John the Baptist's words to heart and repent for all that we have done wrong while we strive to bear good fruit, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and families, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Randy Aguirre, deceased members of the Mew family, Natividad and Romana Noyola, Christy Gomez, Deborah Garza, Douglas Commons, and Esther R. Torres. And for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts, for all our intentions, spoken and unspoken. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Gracious and loving Father, all of this we do ask. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Be pleased, O Lord, with our humble prayers and offerings, and since we have no merits to plead our cause, come, we pray, to our rescue, with the protection of your mercy through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For he assumed at his first coming the lowliness of human flesh, and so fulfilled the design you formed long ago, and opened for us the way to eternal salvation, that when he comes again in glory and majesty, and all is at last made manifest, we who watch for that day may inherit the great promise in which we now dare to hope. And so with all the angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness, make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation. Giving thanks, you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Let us together stand now And with faith and hope, we all dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Peace of the Lord be with you always. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Father Pete Alessandro, rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.